Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Poetry Superhighway Live. This is Rick Looper of the Poetry Superhighway. That's how you can address items to me, by the way. Rick at Poetry Superhighway. Just stick that in the mail. It'll get here. I promise. Happy Sunday. Happy November. Who can believe it's November? Who can believe it's 2014? Who can believe anything? I don't know. As mentioned, this is Rick Lupert of the Poetry Superhighway. Happy to have everyone tuned in for our monthly open reading. If you'd like to call in and share a poem, and I hope that you would like to do that, the number is 646-716-7362. Call in. We have no content or style restrictions. I almost paused too long there after saying the word content, because then it would have just been, we have no content, which is not an impressive thing to say. Anywho, call in. Last month we didn't have an open reading because we had our announcement. Our broadcast last month was the announcement of the Poetry Superhighway Summer Contest winners. We're very excited to have the folks who won the contest won this year. Two of them won our contest previously, which is pretty cool considering it's a completely different set of judges who were scoring the poems and who allowed their poems to rise to the top. Kudos to the folks who won our contest this year. You can check out all the details, who won, read their poems, etc., by going to poetrysuperhighway.com/PSH. Click on the contest link, and you can see it all there. You can read their poems. You can see the many, many people who donated prizes, which helped us ensure that every single person who entered the contest would get something just for entering, which is cool. About that, I don't know if we have any sponsors listening, but the deadline to send out your prizes was this past Monday. That also was the deadline to notify me that you sent out your prizes, which means that if I haven't heard from you, pretty soon you're going to get an annoying follow-up email that says something like, hey, remember when you promised that you were going to send out these prizes to people by this particular date after having been notified? Well, I never got that notification. Did you send them out? So let me know if you're one of the poetry contest sponsors and you haven't notified me that you sent your prizes out. Please do that right away because you're late. And no one likes to get annoying follow-up emails. Am I right, people? I'm right. All right, moving on. Some other things I want to tell you. By the way, the number to call in is area code 646-716-7362. You should call in and read your poetry. That's what this is. This is an open reading, which we're going to get to shortly after I tell you all the other things that I have to tell you. So I've already told you that first thing. Here's the next thing. Right now, the Poetry Superhighway is in the middle of collecting books for our annual Great ebook free-for-all. This is a project where we ask you to create an ebook of your poetry. Maybe you already have one. It has to be in PDF format. You'll submit it to us using our online form, and we're collecting all of these books throughout the month of November. And then on December 1st, for a 24-hour period, guess what? Oh, I'll tell you, all of the ebooks that were submitted will be freely available to download by anyone in the world who has the internet, which is an increasingly large number of people, for 24 hours. Anyone in the world. Last year we had 70 or so ebooks donated, and so that 24-hour period, anyone will be able to download them. And then just for fun, at the end of that 24-hour period, I'll go through and check out how many times each one was downloaded, and I will post the numbers next to each title. So that way, we'll know how many times, you'll know how many times your ebook was downloaded, which is just kind of cool. And maybe your ebook will be downloaded more times than anyone else's ebook. And then you'll be able to say, hey, you know what? My poetry ebook was downloaded more times than anyone else's poetry ebook on the Poetry Superhighway's great ebook, Free for All. So this isn't a big deal. You know, this kind of grew out of our Great Poetry Exchange project, which we do at another part of the year, where we ask people to pledge to send a physical copy of their book to someone else in the world. You know, no cost to enter that project either. The idea that poetry books are flying all over the world at the end of the submission period. So you send a book, you get a book. It's cool. So people during that project would say, hey, I don't have a physical book, can I donate my ebook? And the answer was no. No, you can't. This is about sending a physical book to someone else and getting a physical book. You know, I mean, how would you feel if you sent your book off to Tasmania and then you received a PDF from someone in another part of the world? I guess it's cool. You get some poetry and stuff, but it's really cool to get something physical in the mail. So as sort of a response to the answer being no to that question, we created the ebook Free for All, which is even easier to participate. You don't have to participate in. You don't have to mail anything anywhere. You just have to create a PDF of your book. It doesn't have to be a fancy ebook, etc. All you have to do is it could literally just be a Word document that you export to a PDF. It would be cool if you put some design into it and made it as cool to look at as it was to read. But you know, you don't have to. If that's too much, if you can't figure that out, no problem. We just want as many people as possible to participate, because that helps us further our mission, which is to expose as many people to as many other people's poetry as possible. That's what the Poetry Superhighway mission is, and this is just another way that we do it. So join in the great ebook Free for All. The deadline to submit your ebook is end of the month. Actually, it's probably the day before the end of the month, because I need time to get it all together and get the page up. So that way, on December 1st at midnight Pacific time, for 24 hours, anyone in the world will be able to download your poetry ebooks. How cool is that? It's cool. It's very cool. I think that's everything I need to tell you. Oh, well, I have a new book out. I'm going to tell you about that a little bit later, though, because I've already babbled on too much. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for open reading, our monthly Poetry Superhighway live open reading. The number for you to call in is area code 646-716-7362, or you could click to talk if you've got a microphone and a good internet connection using the button on the Blog Talk Radio page. Here we go, our first caller. Gosh, it's a blocked number. Who am I talking to? Hello.
Hello, Rick.
Oh, this sounds like Michael from Birmingham.
That's Michael from Birmingham, and what a wonderful poetic coincidence that the reading is today, because today is my birthday.
Well, my God, happy birthday, Michael. That's awesome.
Thank you.
May
Rick,
I ask?
Something... Go ahead.
I was going to say, may I ask how old you are, or is that not polite?
I don't have an issue with that, but I'm not going to answer it at this time, and I'm not contradicting myself. I think you'll come. Something occurred to me. I wrote something. I never know what I'm going to write. I think that's what makes it real, because it's not premeditated. It's called Life is a mystery that's continuously revealing itself to us, and revelation is truth, and I think that's where inspiration springs from, and that's what makes art and creativity real. This is called Love, Child. Because it's 18 lines, it's one poem in three sections, 18 short lines, and instead of enumerating, I didn't write that mechanical device. So it's kind of a little bit of white space and clear air in between the sections, three short sections. Love, child. Because my mother and father married for love, God created me from their heart. And that is not a story. That is our reality. Born in 57. born in 57 of the 20th century and 57 today in the 21st, I wonder, have I arrived full circle? Never closure, save tomorrow for tomorrow. Never closure, fulfillment. It is done. How does one behave at one's age when one's ageless? You got the answer to your question in the course of the poem.
Fantastic. You fooled me with those long pauses there. I thought, oh, is the poem done? Should I start, you know, reacting now?
Well, and then I said there were like white space pauses, you know, clear air in between the spaces. I had enumerated. I said, that's so mechanical. And I think this whole poem and the perception, the vision of the whole poem is organic creativity.
Sure. But then again, you did end that one stanza with the line, it is done, which also was a little tricky.
Oh, I see. I didn't think about it. I understand where you're coming from, what you mean now. Yeah, I never thought about that. It's an allusion, of course. Say tomorrow for tomorrow, and it is done. It's an allusion to the Messiah. But I do find it interesting that I was born in 57, and this is my 57th birthday, so there's kind of a bookending of that, so to speak, to use a literary metaphor, library metaphor. And I came up in libraries and museums. And it also occurred to me that my mother was born in 29, and although she wasn't 29 when I was born, she was, if my math is correct, she was about 28 and a half. But that's kind of another, I don't want to use the word coincidence, but maybe it's a coincidence, just more of a insight to the reality of our life. Well, Rick, you probably have other callers. Like I said, it's wonderful poetic coincidence that today's reading was on November 9th, my birthday. And I'll probably, hopefully, speak with you and have something to read next month.
Oh, I hope so. Do you have any special plans for your birthday besides, of course, the highlight of the day, which would be having called in to today's show?
Well, actually, this expanded itself earlier today. It was just the first stanza about my mother and father marrying for love. And then it expanded itself, and then I look forward to reading today. No, I'm not one for a lot of, I guess because of my age. I've thought about going to see a college production of Macbeth, but I don't know. That might run kind of counter to, you know, the poem that in the vision. But I would want to comment, you know, I think I don't have any documentation on it, but I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if Edgar Allan Poe liked that play, not only for the content, but for the compositional. You know, the play takes place totally nocturnal. It takes place all within the castle, so it's an enclosed environment. You'll find that in a lot of Poe's work. Anyway, I'm rattling on the peripheral. You probably have other callers, and I'll speak to you next month. And thank you for this opportunity to celebrate my birthday with poetry.
Well, thank you for calling in, and happy birthday, Michael. I'm so glad that you're a regular participant in Poetry Superhighway Live, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, regardless of your age. All right, that was Michael from Birmingham, Alabama, a repeat offender here on Poetry Superhighway Live. The number for you to call in, ladies and gentlemen, 646-716-7362. Always recommend that you call in earlier. Better to get in the queue now. We tend to get really rushed at the end of the show. And if you call in at the end of the show, it's quite possible we won't get you on. And the whole purpose is for us to hear your poetry. All right, so the number, again, is 646-716-7362. Looks like I've got another blocked number. Hello, who just called in? Oh, they're gone. Okay, fantastic. Live radio, ladies and gentlemen. It's the best. All right. Well, again, the number to call in is 646-716-7362. I'd love to hear your poem. Maybe it's something that you just wrote. Maybe it's an old poem that you haven't had the chance to break out in a while, or it's something that that you know that our audience hasn't heard before because you haven't read it on our show before. Potential worldwide audience here on Poetry Superhighway Live. This is a great opportunity as well for you to let us know what's going on in your poetry world. Frequently, I'll ask people who call in to tell us about their latest project. What's the latest book you have out? What is the what's a reading that you have coming up, etc. Please call in, ladies and gentlemen. We just want to expose as many people to as many other people's poetry as possible. That's what Poetry Superhighway Live is all about, and so we want to know what's going on in your poetry world as well as hearing your poetry. 646-716-7362. All right, well, I mentioned earlier that I have a new book out, and it's true. My latest book, which was just released on Rothko Press, is called The Gettysburg Undress. This is kind of the first official announcement of it, as a matter of fact. I've kind of alluded to the fact online that there's a new book out, but it's now officially out, available. You can have one if you want one. You can check out some sample poems on my website. There's a link there where you can pick it up on Amazon. I'm very excited to be on Rothko Press. They are a new press, but the real deal. They're the folks who published here in Southern California the seminal, which is a word that makes me giggle for some reason, poetry magazine here in Los Angeles in the 90s, Caffeine Magazine, which was really a big part of the coffee house culture during the mid-90s, I'd say. They were a magazine that Charles Bukowski was submitted to. They were probably the last magazine to publish him, or among the last magazines to publish him. And I was very lucky to find myself on the same pages as him and many other fine poets from all over the world, and in particular from really what was a thriving culture of poetry in Southern California at that time. And the folks who produced the magazine went on to enter the world of television production, and they have come back to poetry, and they've started a press with some really big ideas. It's not just a poetry press. They've already got a number of titles out, novels and humor books and things like that, with an interesting philosophy on how to promote them, with the idea of doing some really interesting things with their authors. I'm the first poetry book. They're calling their poetry series the Caffeine Poetry Series, and I'm number one in that series. I couldn't be more thrilled to have the folks at Rothko Press believing in me and what I'm doing in poetry. This book, The Gettysburg Undress, is the latest in my poetic travelogue series. It is a book that I wrote, as I did with most of my recent books. It is a book written on location. It is a book written not this past summer, but the summer before, 2013, while my wife and I were on a trip to we would start our trips in Allentown, Pennsylvania, where my wife's parents live, and we drop off our son there, and we head off for 8 nights or so to wherever we can drive from Allentown. So this particular book kind of documents our trip, starting in Allentown. We headed through Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. We went through we were at 4 nights in Washington, D.C. We headed from there to Richmond, Virginia. On the way back from Richmond, Virginia, we stopped for a day in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Actually, out of D.C., we're in Mount Vernon for the day as well. And then we ended our trip in Baltimore, Maryland. And so the entire book of poetry, 210 pages, is all poems written on that trip about the experience of being on that trip. Man, I'm really proud of it. It's a lot of humor. It's the press is kind of describing it as part romantic comedy, There's some longer pieces in it. There's a whole section where our family visited the Crayola factory. Yes, the Crayola factory, where they make Crayola crayons, home of the largest crayon in the world. And all kinds of interesting things where I'm experiencing these places all over the country from my own particular sensibility. So check it out. Head to my website, poetrysuperhighway.com. You can read a few poems from it there. And on top of which, you can see about getting yourself a copy. Money back guarantee, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how I can afford to do that, but what the hell? I guess if you buy one and you don't like it, you can complain to me and we can try to work something out. But it would really mean a lot to me if you picked it up, not just really to support me, but because I'm so excited about this new press and I kind of want to support them. I want them to know that poetry is a viable a genre of book to be publishing. You know, so if you picked up one of these books, they would know, hey, people are buying poetry books and we're doing the right thing by publishing them. So check it out. I hope you do. Maybe I'll read a poem from one of those books in a little bit. But before I do, I wanted to share this new spoken word piece that I had just put together. It's the month of November, of course. And in November, well, Thanksgiving happens here in the United States of America. And I was asked by my friend Craig Taubman, or actually he put out a call for submissions. He does these digital CD releases, CD no longer being the right word because they're digital, available online. And for people to submit songs that had kind of a theme of thanks running through them that he plans on releasing via all of the places where digital music is released. And he did this for the Jewish High Holy Days, actually, in August. And it was a really successful release that I got lucky enough to get a poem published on. I thought, well, heck, if people are submitting songs, I'm going to submit a spoken word track. And just to see if I can wangle my way in here. So I wrote a poem of thanks, of gratitude, in the spirit of the month of Thanksgiving. Mixed it a little bit with a drum track, and lo and behold, Craig Taubman accepted it to be on the upcoming release of Songs of Thanks. So I'm kind of excited about that. So ladies and gentlemen, here is my spoken word piece, Thank You. In these days of gratitude, in this season revolving around the big meal, the one where family members gather round the table for so much food our belt buckles literally quit their jobs, the one where we remember to open our checkbooks for the ones who can't even afford belt buckles, I want to say thank you. Thank you, morning cup of coffee, for making me feel alive. Thank you, breakfast pastry, for obvious reasons. Thank you to the people who make the breakfast pastries at morning times I didn't even know existed. Thank you to the heat when it's cold. Thank you to the cool air when it's Los Angeles. Thank you, tofu, for molding into any shape I want so I can pretend I'm having a Thanksgiving just like everybody else. Thank you, cat, all three of you. Cat, 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 and the one in the ground in the backyard whose purr I can still feel on my stomach every morning. Thank you for your unconditional companionship, especially during those long stretches of time when I feared I'd never find a human to love me the way you do. Thank you to the humans who love me. Thank you to my son for being so cute it makes me forget about all the crap he does. Thank you to my wife who made the word cute explode. When the word cute saw my wife, it was no longer confident it could live up to its own standards. I thank you for that every time I open my eyes. Thank you, Jewish for giving me something to do on Sunday mornings and Friday nights when I'm feeling righteous. Thank you, Jewish, for giving me a reason to tune my guitar, for giving me a space to stand before the children of the San Fernando Valley and tell them the words the people who came before us said. Thank you for giving me the space to share the music with them, the notes and rhythms organized by the people I love, the ones with the oldest souls and the coolest hair. Thank you for the gift of them. Thank you, hair, for not fully leaving my head yet. We've still got some stuff to do together. Thank you, body. Thank you, air. Thank you, with a capital Y. You know who I'm talking about. Thank you, furniture, especially chairs. Sometimes I just need something to sit on. Thank you, love. Thank you, tears. I can't have one without the other, and I know I need both. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Ether sky and Crammond promenade. Sun sinking into cold darkness. Oil black thirst. Curious mouth. Halitus breath, stinging the eyes. Tiredness in bones and head. The raw, filthy tiredness of chemical entropy. And the dreams and visions are too far away. Over the hills, far away. This, this, and that. Cauterized hoats, pissing on the cathartic fire. Cramped viscera, ureic secretion, eccentric megababble, a toppled tower, a burnt library, a pile of words this high, this, this, this and that. Sun sinking beyond dear green place, saturated silhouette, irreverent reverie, penumbraic memorababble, a severing of tongues, dissection of brains, 100 tribes trampling down the green grass, shards, slivers, the shattering of the glorified glass cow, the almighty lord well displeased, the residents diseased, 1,000 plagues upon their heads, 1,000 curses on the turncoat renegade. Tap once, tap twice. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Acid dripping through Pilton Paradise. Skyscrapers scraping the sky. Track marks down gangrenous veins. Empty Eldorado. Thunderbirds are go. The tough get going. Junked out. The briny fourth, vultures circling high above, cutting arcs of stark black rainbow, unclean rain silting up the river running past Eve and Adam, a river of melted black tar macadam. Shock sore eyes, dirty dishes piled high, this high, in my sink of damaged dreams, 20 dead salmon soaked in rich, deep crimson blood, thrashing angrily in stainless steel captivity, staring with accusing eyes. This fish never swam. This tree never grew. This bell never rang. This poor wee chooky bird never flew. The waters wash over, saline detergent. I emerge less than clean. Sun sinks down, red and blistered, west of destiny, beyond the Queen's Ferry, vagina rex, God save her, and on, into the sallow, slipping, listless, lapping, unfrothed waters. Spume spewing from unsightly dip my spent wick. This, that, this and that. This clock goes tick-tock. The sun unwinds, turns back, turns black, and another angel falls.
All right, a couple of spoken word tracks for you. The first one was my new track, Thank You, which I just wrote in the spirit of Thanksgiving, recently accepted by Craig Taubman for a new digital release called Thanksgiving, Stick a Fork in It, which will be available on Amazon and CD Baby and other places where digital releases happen. So look forward to that soon. Very excited to have that up, or having very excited to have had that accepted. That was followed by the spoken word track from D. Sunshine from the wondrous Burg of Eden. D. Submitted that to us a while back. If you've got a spoken word track, maybe you can't call in for some reason, but you've got some spoken word tracks, something you put together for recording, something that's not just a straight reading, which of course you can just call in and do, but something mixed a little bit with music or a beat or a drum track or anything beyond just a straight reading, send me the MP3. Send it to me at rick@poetrysuperhighway.com, and we'll consider playing it here on the show, mixed in with our live callers' poetry as well. The number for you to call in is area code 646-716-7362. Give a call. Would love to hear your poem and have you have the chance to talk about what's going on in your poetry world, etc. I promised you earlier I would read some poems from my new book, The Gettysburg Undress, so I'm going to do that now. New out from Rothko Press. If you happen to be online, which I suspect you might be because you're listening to this show, which is only available online, these are the poems. I'm going to actually read you the poems that appear on my webpage promoting this particular book, The Gettysburg Undress. If you go to my website, poetrysuperhighway.com, click, I think it's the second item down. It says Rothko Press releases my 16th book, The Gettysburg Undress. You click on that, and you can see a little bit ways down the page, Poetry from the Gettysburg Undress. So I'm going to share these poems with you so you get a sense of what's in the book and etc. This is called Early Morning Flight. It's actually the first poem in the book. I'd like to begin with a nap. My eyes have no business being open. Even the O'Clock family are still in their beds. On the plane, a boy is touching my arm. I know this boy. This next one is called Oh, the Things That Exist. The SkyMall catalog has an item called the Pants Saver. It is far too late for my pants. This next one is called On the Way to Easton. This is kind of a lot of my poetry is kind of observational, as in, I'll see like a particular thing that's sort of unusual to me because I'm traveling and it's, you know, just a normal thing in that town or that place. But to me, who's essentially a foreigner when I'm traveling, it's a brand new thing. So I mentioned earlier we were driving to the Crayola factory, and sure enough, as I was sitting in the back seat of the car going from place to place, I kept seeing all these things that were fascinating to me, and I thought, oh my God, there's that thing, I have to write a poem about that. Oh, there's that thing, I have to write a poem about that. So I started just quickly making a note of what all these things were, and I ended up not writing poems about any of them, but the list itself became the poem. So here you go. This poem is called On the Way to Easton. We pass by the Christian Training Center. We pass by the Rock Restaurant. We pass by Charter School for the Arts. We pass by Bottom Dollar Food. We pass by the Candy Factory. We pass by Walter's Foreign Car Service. We pass by a billboard that says something. We pass by the Dairy Queen. We pass by Vic's Bagels. We stop at a stoplight. We continue when it turns green. There is the family medical place. There is the old barn turned condo. There is the Keystone Stone Pub, Freedom High School, the voice of John Lithgow laughing like he knows exactly what is happening. There is something interesting to say about all of this. Next up, just a few more from the Gettysburg Undress. And again, the number for you to call in is 646-716-7362. Let's hear your poetry. This one is called, this is the title poem in the book. It's called The Gettysburg Undress. It is so hot in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. All we want to do is deliver the Gettysburg Undress. At Gettysburg Haiku. 1. We see thousands of unmarked graves. Tell me, what is civil about war? 2. And you could answer, what is civil about men owning other men? And finally, from the book, I don't know if you get this, if you're poets when you're hanging out with your non-poet friends, you know, they'll introduce you to their friends when they meet you. Oh, this is my friend. She's really, really great poet, you know. And then suddenly there's an expectation, you know, that you have to suddenly prove that you're a really great poet. Or it's kind of like if you're a funny person, you know, people say, oh, this is my friend such and such, they're really funny. And then they look at you, you know, who you're being introduced to, and just expect you to, like, well, you better say something funny right now or I'm going to spit on the ground and stomp on effigies of your name. Maybe that's an exaggeration. But anyway, I was in Baltimore, Maryland, where we finished up this trip that is documented in the poetry book, The Gettysburg Undress. And having dinner with some friends, and my friend introduced me to her husband, Steve, and in that kind of context. And so here you go. This poem is called At Dinner, Steve Demanded a Poem. Congratulations, Steve. You've made it. And that's the whole poem. I can tell you that Steve was very excited to be included in the book with that. So there you go. Those are a few poems from my new book, The Gettysburg Undress. I'm very excited about this book, and it would mean a lot to me if you picked up a copy, both to support my journey as a poet as well as to support Rothko Press in their decision to include poetry as part of their series of new releases. They've promised to release more of my books in the future, including an actual anthology of my poetry. You know, I haven't actually released an anthology of poetry, selected poetry, in a long time, outside of the free ebooks I've put out. All of my books the last several years have been really poetic travelogues. Last year it was Nothing in New England is New, All Poems Written in New England. The year before that was Death of a Mauve Bat, Poems Written in Canada. And it goes on and on and on. All these books I wrote on location. So this is the latest in that. I actually have the next one written. It's not out yet, but it's called Professor Clown on Parade. It's all poems written this past summer while traveling through Burlington, Vermont, and Portland, Maine, and Hartford, Connecticut. I'm so excited that will come out at some point in the future as well. But please check out the Gettysburg Undress online. You can get a copy on Amazon. If you've got Prime, you could have it in 2 days with no shipping. And I think Amazon is selling it for less than the cover price as well. So that's a good place to pick it up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the number for you to call in is area code 646-716-7362. We'd love to hear your poetry. Here's another call in now. Here's another spoken word track.
Oh, baby, you were so out of control, falling out of your dance dress under a narcotic evening moon. You thought you still had it together. You screamed terror. I thought your heart would tear open right there. So loudly you roared, I don't care. And at that moment, I saw the switch to your wits shut down its current. That's right, you didn't care. You didn't worry about the confusion of uppers or downers. You didn't lose sleep over thoughts of dehydration, impending starvation. So quickly, like a sponge out of water, your in-style body became dried flesh. Now you sprawl on cigarette butts and dry chewing gum. Stiletto heels awkwardly sidestep your skeletal frame. You've doubled your pleasure right onto the streets. Counting days backwards, your lights dim. Your eyes are two hollow storerooms, insulation as thick as the buildings around you. Electrical conductors inert, sparks incomplete, flashing recall. Champagne flutes, pills by the handful, cocaine lines jump cutting to crack pipes, and the sad faces of former friends, caretakers held hostage too long by your rune. 10 Sunday mornings later, corner of Cahuenga and Vine, newspaper man hawking headlines, drooped across cement lines, your dancewear smudged and greasy, pantyhose shredded, caked in homeless grime, heels busted, corroding like the handle of your rusted vanity mirror. You clutch a styrofoam cup full of coins from Samaritans walking towards their redemption. Church bells thump in the distance.
so cool. That was Ms. Betty by the poet Marula Blades. It followed a poem from Jerry Garcia from a set of three poems he sent us a while back, spoken word tracks, here on Poetry Superhighway Live, our monthly open reading. Phone lines are open if you want to call in. I wonder if there's a technical issue. I keep getting callers who appear in the switchboard that keep disappearing. So I don't know. Keep trying. If you want to call in and read a poem, ladies and gentlemen, we got about 15 minutes left. I'd love to hear your work. The number is 646-716-7362. It's our monthly Poetry Superhighway Live open reading. Picking up glass on the Piccadilly. Picking up one. I am picking up glass on the Piccadilly. Not the circus. The road. There is glass on the sidewalk. Right by them. I am picking it up. I'm no martyr. Didn't break it. I'm just picking it up. Imagine little Prince William hopping barefoot up the road, blocks away from the palace, cuts his royal feet, spills his royal blood. Plebeian like me, slip on the blood, break open the head, sue royal family for a piece of England. Turmoil. Disaster. Must pick up glass. Two. I want a car. I want a smart car. I want a car that is smart. 6 feet long, steering wheel on left where it knows I want it to be. Smart car, 6 feet long, fits only me. Want to carry someone else? Have to get another car. At these prices, can afford two. Smart car, it's smart. You're smart. Smack me, it's smart. Want to buy smart everything. Smart jam, smart tea, smart man. Do my taxes, smart man. You so smart, look smart too in your smart car. I want smart car. Three. Enter green three. Green striped chairs everywhere. Green striped chairs. How nice. Comfy chairs for everyone. Sit in chair. Right part one. Man with machine comes. Says, £1 for the sit. I'm sorry. £1 for the sit in the chair. I had no idea. I'll get up. I have no interest in paying to sit down. Get up. Everyone leave. Except the chair. Walk to tree. Sit on root of tree. Tree on tree. Tree four. Go to palace. Four. Wait. 1 hour. Wait 2 hours. Wait 6 days. Wait. Come back in your next life. Buy ticket. Must see throne. Royal Heine sit there. Buy ticket. Wait. Palace. Throne. Palace. Throne. I buried Paul. I buried Paul. I buried Paul, I buried him. You want to find Paul? Better get a shovel, dig him up, because I buried him. I buried Paul. Paul, where are you? You look all buried. I buried Paul. It was me. All right, well, that was my track, Picking Up Glass on the Piccadilly, which I released a long time ago in conjunction with my book, Stolen Mummies, Poems Written in London. That whole I Buried Paul thing at the end, a silly afterthought, a reference to the whole phenomenon of people looking for crazy messages in Beatles songs when they're played backwards, etc., which I thought would be a cool thing to add on to a track of poetry from a collection of poetry written in England, in London in particular. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there's a little less than 10 minutes left. If you want to call in, you're running out of time. The number is 646-716-7362. I just received a Facebook message from a poet in Sweden, Aid Slusky. Please forgive me if I'm mispronouncing your name, Aid. There's so many ways that I could pronounce those, your first name and last name. I'm sure I got it wrong, but hey, I tried. And I'm just glad that you contacted me. So he's listening in Sweden and didn't want to call in because he didn't want to wake his family by reading a poem out loud there. As you can imagine, it's a whole different time in that part of the world. So, with respect to that, Ade, sent me a poem, which I'm going to read for you. So here's a poem from a Swedish poet, Ade Slusky. It's called The Talking Pillow. Once, to a crash slumber on my bed. So late, I learned that my pillow could actually communicate as I lay my head of lead at the head of the bed. My talking pillow said, "Let me be the foundation for the construction of your dreams. I shall bear the burden from and for your neck. Close your eyes. Banish the moonbeams. I'll free your worries with a rain check. Allow the cloak of a closed eye, mind's projector dark, enforce neuron pathways for inner quests on which you'll embark. Here is your chance for the mighty mind molecules to do their sleep dance. For every trial you face, every care, I am placed just in case, here to be there. So, come rest, you weary traveler, you hunter-gatherer of confusions. Bring your seclusions, rest, for you know it's best to accept the night of deep." I said, "Will you shut up, pillow? I'm trying to get some sleep." Well, at times like this, I wish I had a little applause sound effect I could add in. Not to applaud myself, ladies and gentlemen, but to applaud the poem itself. That was Aid Slusky from Sweden. Actually, that was me reading his poem. He, as I mentioned earlier, it's late there and doesn't want to wake up the family. You know, could you just imagine you're innocently asleep and suddenly, you know, it's 2 a.m. I don't know when it is, but it's late there. And you hear your husband shouting poetry in the other room and that wakes up. That's just not, you know, he tried to prevent that by sending me the poem. So there you go. That's that poem, ladies and gentlemen. Going to try one more time to, and thank you, Aid, for sending that in. I hope everything is aces for you over there in Sweden. One more time, I'm going to try to get this caller from the blocked. Nope, they're gone. Okay, never mind. I'm not going to try that. Man, there you go. Okay, I'm going to try to stick in another spoken word track now. Here you go.
This night, I'm strung up as two cats on heat. Up the wall, and halfway across the ceiling. Reeling, free in the fucked up morning. Screaming, silently, in the silent city. Dreams have gone to sleep, and a million television sets sit coldly, lonely, in forgotten corners, and I sit cold, alone, in the blue, untalking light, wishing wishes and pissing into the hurricane. Out there, in the darkness, another window blazes out tungsten sorrow, high frequency tension. A fellow sufferer, reviling against Morpheus's caress for 3 a.m, dark madness. But this is not Chelsea Hotel. Joni Mitchell is not at her piano playing blue.
All right, that was another track from D Sunshine. As I recall, D sent me a few spoken word tracks a while back, and he listed his location as nowhere, basically, because he's sort of on this ongoing tour around the world, Europe in particular. And it seemed like he didn't have a permanent place to stay. He was just going around and getting to poetry readings and kind of living life as an artist. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's only a few minutes left, so we're just plumb out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in today to the November 2014 edition of Poetry Superhighway Live. Our next show will be December 14th, 2014. Don't be confused. 14-14, 12-14-14. It's another open reading. You'll be invited to call in and share your work. That's about 5 weeks from now. And no content or style restrictions. Want to quickly remind you before I let you all go, the great poetry ebook Free for All is happening now. We'd love for you to join in with your poetry ebook, a PDF of your poetry. Go to our website, poetrysuperhighway.com. Click on the great poetry ebook Free for All link, and you will then have the opportunity to fill out a little form, or read all the guidelines, of course. Submit, attach your PDF of your poetry ebook to that form, and you'll be off and running. I'll add you to the list of ebooks, and anyone will be freely available to download your ebook as well as all the others that have submitted. I think there's 17 in so far, for a 24-hour period starting on December 21st at midnight. That's the evening of December 1st at midnight. That's the evening of November 30th. Anyone will be able to download all of the ebooks, you if you submit them, or anyone even if you didn't submit them, for 24 hours. Pretty cool. And then at the end of that, we will, after that period of time is over, we'll take the ebooks down so you don't have to worry about it being up forever. It's just a limited time thing. We will then post next to all of the ebook titles the list of how many times each was downloaded. So it's kind of just a cool, fun thing that you should participate in, and I hope that you do. Well, thanks again for listening, everyone. Thanks to Michael from Birmingham, Alabama, for calling in earlier. Thanks to Aid Slusky from Sweden for sending me your poem to read. And thanks to all the folks who submitted the many spoken word tracks that we played live on today's show as well. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great rest of your afternoon, or evening, or whatever time it is, wherever you are. Bye.